everyone, our top story. Jokes and satire are meant to evoke laughter. But in India, they trigger outrage, police cases, hounding of comedians and artists. The latest in the club is Kunal Kamra, whose satire on Maharashtra's deputy chief minister has run roughshod of the establishment. This is no laughing matter. Shinde supporters, in fact, ransacked the studio where Kunal Kamra performed. BMC men landed with hammers to break the studio, whose owner has already said that he's shutting it down. The chief minister has demanded an apology from Kunal Kamra. And even as those on the other side of the political divide have jumped into the comedian's defense, former chief minister Uddhav Thackeray defended Kunal Kamra against the BJP and Sena attack, who on their part reminded Uddhav Thackeray of his action on Kangna Ranaut when BMC bulldozers under Uddhav's watch demolished parts of Kangna's home, calling him a hypocrite on free speech. Doesn't it all sound like a big political circus for you? But jokes apart, it's a serious matter. Should we be so thin-skinned and easy to be offended? Why can't India take a joke? What about our funny bone? Is the joke on us? That's our big debate on the left, right and center. But first up, here's what happened today.
It's Maharashtra government versus the comedian Kunal Kamra, whose latest on Eknath Shinde has not gone down well with the Shiv Sena. With the Sainiks venting their ire at the studio where Kamra performed his stand-up act. Several senior leaders and public representatives from Shiv Sena threatened Kunal Kamra and warned him on record.
Kunal Kamra, आपको ना अभी ये महाराष्ट्र में नहीं हिंदुस्तान में भी घूमने नहीं देंगे हमारे नाद में लगने की कोशिश मत करो
Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, who is also mentioned in the song by Kamra, stood by his deputy and promised stringent action against those who would demean public office holders while exercising their freedom of expression.
ये वही लाल संविधान है जो राहुल गांधी दिखाते हैं. संविधान ने यह कहा है कि हर एक की स्वतंत्रता ये अक्षुण्ण है लेकिन उस पर मर्यादा भी है जब वो दूसरे की स्वतंत्रता पर आक्रमण करती है
क्या प्रकारे राज्य से माजी मुख्यमंत्री आणि विद्यमान उपमुख्यमंत्री माननीय एकनाथराव शिंदे जी यांना टार्गेट करत अतिशय खालच्या दर्जाची कॉमेडी करण्याचा त्यांनी प्रयत्न केला खरं म्हणजे या कामराला हे माहिती पाहिजे की 2024 निवडणुकीने जनतेनेच हे ठरवून दिलं कोण खुद्दार आहे आणि कोण गद्दार आहे
यूबीटी चीफ उद्धव ठाकरे वॉज क्विक टू रिएक्ट एज ही सेड दॅट देर वॉज नथिंग रॉंग विथ व्हॉट कामरा हॅड सेड ही ऑल्सो अर्ज द पीपल टू नॉट रेफर द रकस क्रिएटर्स एज शिवसैनिक्स
कुणाल कामरा जे सत्य आहे ती जनभावना बोललेला आहे आणि असं जर असेल तर तुम्ही सांगा की जो कोणी सत्य बोलेल सत्यमेव जयते खोडून टाका आणि गद्दारमेव जयते लावा नाही 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 इस हमले से शिवसेना का कोई संबंध नाही ये गद्दार सेना ने किया है इसका कोई शिवसेना से लेना देना नहीं है जिसके खून में गद्दारी है वो शिवसैनिक हो ही नहीं सकता
बट द बीजेपी वॉज क्विक टू कॉल आउट उद्धव हिपोक्रेसी हु जस्टिफाइड बुलडोजर एक्शन ऑन एक्टर कंगना रनौत हाउस इन 2020 व्हाइल डिफेंडिंग कामराज फ्रीडम इन 2025
Uddhav Thackeray and Aditya Thackeray have no right to talk about law and order. If they did, the first thing they should answer is what they did to Kangana Ranaut. Apologize for that.
BMC workers landed at Habitat with hammers to demolish parts of the studio where Kunal Kamra performed, even as the owner had already announced shutting down of the studio for the time being.
Earlier in the day, Rahul Kanal, a Yuva Sena leader who led the attack on Unicontinental Hotel's Habitat studio on Sunday, was detained by the police and was sent to judicial custody along with 11 other associates. However, by the end of the day, they all walked free on bail. Meanwhile, NDTV has learned that Mumbai police has gotten in touch with Kunal Kamra, who is currently in Tamil Nadu. According to sources, Kamra has refused to apologize for his comments. Maharashtra's Minister of State for Home Department Yogesh Kadam laid down the path of the investigation.
त्याच्यावर देखील कठोर कारवाई केली जाईल आणि अध्यक्ष महोदय भविष्यामध्ये अशा पद्धतीचा अवमान करण्याचा अधिकार कोणालाच नाही आणि म्हणून या व्यक्तीवरती आज कोर्ट कुलाल कामरा आहे.
As the last week of Maharashtra's assembly session began today, narratives and conversations surrounding Ladki Bahin's teachers, farmers and all the other important issues in Maharashtra took a back seat yet again. The ruling dispensation, mostly the Bharatiya Janata Party and Shiv Sena, attacked the opposition and attacked UBT in particular and called for a foul play in this entire Kunal Kamra controversy. Whereas the entirety of the opposition believes that all that the government of Maharashtra is doing against Kunal Kamra is an open and blatant act of curbing someone's fundamental right. With camera person Rajendra Dyalkar, this is Anuj Raith reporting for NDTV from Mumbai.
And let me go straight to Milind Deora, Member of Parliament of the Shiv Sena Shinde faction, who's joining us live. Mr. Deora, controversial yet, yes, you can say that Kunal Kamra's comment was controversial, distasteful perhaps as well. But why is the Shiv Sena getting so offended?
Hi, Maya. Firstly, thank you for having me. Firstly, at a personal level, let me say, even on behalf of my party, we believe very firmly that in any society, comedy, humor, is an integral part of any society, of any democracy. In fact, Balasaheb Thackeray was, besides being a political activist, even before he became a political activist, was a well-known cartoonist. So using humor is not something that should upset anybody, number one. Number two, the method in which there is clearly an attempt to deviate attention from a recent litigation that was raised in the Bombay High Court against Aditya Thackeray clearly suggests that Kunal Kamra, the UBT party, were working together and they were basically doing this to take attention away. That's also their prerogative. If you ask me, is it distasteful what he said? In my opinion, it's very distasteful. It's also elitist and it's also classist. I've heard this many times for the last 12 or 13 years. When Narendra Modi ji became Prime Minister of India, at that time, people would mock the fact that he was a man who used to sell tea on a railway platform and could rise to become Prime Minister of the world's largest democracy. The same is true of Mr. Shinde. I'm proud of the fact that a man who was an auto rickshaw driver could rise up to become Chief Minister of the second largest state in the country. And we don't, it's not a question of are people, is Shiv Sena able to take an attack or not. We don't need a Kunal Kamra, Uddhav Thackeray to tell us what the people think of us or what they think of Mr. Shinde. We just completed a state election where under Mr. Shinde's leadership, the MahayuP, the NDA, won a historic victory, an unprecedented victory, I might say. So no one is thin-skinned about that. And everyone has a right to humor. But certainly the kind of, if you saw my tweet, the kind of jokes that he was cracking were not just distasteful, but they were totally elitist and they were classist in nature. And I just think that there is a section of society of, there's an ecosystem of soft powers that rather than supporting people who've come from nothing and are embodiments of a rags to riches story, their aim is to bring them down in favor of entitled monarchs who run their parties like private limited enterprises.
But Mr. Deora, the question is that here is a comedian. Satire is his form or is his artistry. Mocking is form of his communication. Kunal Kamra is a known stand-up comedian. He is not your political opponent. You are now saying that he is being he's part of some larger political conspiracy to deviate from the attention from the Disha case, her father filing that petition in the court. That all right. But why indulge in this kind of vandalism? I mean, that is the question also.
Maria Shakti, let me just remind you about something. When Kunal Kamra did an interview with Sanjay Rao, who is a senior leader of the UVP party, are you aware of what he said to me? Can I tell you a few statements? I can read them out to you right now. When Kangana Ranaut's house was demolished by the UVP, when they were in power, and Sanjay Rao, Uddhav Thackeray, Aditya Thackeray openly said that this was done by us, proudly took credit for it, Kunal Kamra said, "Mere ko to achha laga, achha kiya." When he did an interview with Sanjay Rao, he wanted Sanjay Rao's autograph with the cutting of the Samna newspaper, the headline of that newspaper that had said Ukhadia in Kangana's case. So now people who are celebrating, justifying demolitions, illegal demolitions, targeting people because those people have questioned them or those people have, as you said, used satire against them, they're the last people on earth who should criticize and protest. I want to tell you something. What happened yesterday at night was unfortunately a spontaneous reaction by karyakartas. Today, Mr. Shinde has been in power as Chief Minister or Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra for maybe over 2.5 years. You show me one incident, Maria, one incident of violence by Shiv Sainiks under Mr. Shinde. Show me one incident where, despite all the attacks he had to face, of one person who tweeted something against him, who was arrested. Mind you, one young boy just tweeted harmlessly, said Aditya Thackeray is a penguin, and he was arrested by the government and sent 23 days in jail. Show me one incident of a journalist, of an editor of a channel, of a newspaper, being intimidated while Mr. Shinde was in power. What wasn't written about him when he made this move?
Okay.
When he moved away.
Point taken.
And by the way, what happened with this violence? You yourself in your report said that 11 or 12 Shiv Sainiks from our party were arrested, presented before the judicial, before a judge, and are now out on bail and FIRs have been registered on them. So what happened was a spontaneous reaction by karyakartas. But you have to understand the difference between the way UVP was operating. When they were in power, they were openly proclaiming, warning people like Kangana Ranaut, those who tweeted against them, journalists, editors, owners, that we are coming after you, we are going to intimidate you, we are going to use the state machinery against you, and they did that.
Okay.
So these are the people, Kunal Kamra, Sanjay Rao, who celebrated, openly proclaimed, took credit for it, and today they are lecturing society on vandalism.
Okay, my last question.
Since
it is essentially what's playing out is Sena versus Sena again on this issue. Uddhav Thackeray had taken action against Kangana Ranaut. Here is this action being taken against Kunal Kamra because of his association with the Shiv Sena of Uddhav Thackeray as well. But Milind, you are known to be someone who celebrates humor. You have a funny bone as well. My question then is that, is the reaction misplaced as well?
That's a wrong assessment. It's not a Sena versus Sena. There is a fundamental difference between state and party-sponsored vandalism, a premeditated attack on people, and something which is a spontaneous reaction. As I said to you, in over 2.5 years of Mr. Shinde being in power, there is not one incident of violence. Not one incident of attacking someone using state machinery to intimidate somebody who has tweeted something against Mr. Shinde. He faced relentless attacks over the last 2.5 years. Not one incident. Not one incident of one leader saying, we have done this in a premeditated way. We are going to do this. We are going to threaten you. We are going to intimidate you.
Okay.
And that's a fundamental difference in the way that UVP operated when they were in power for 2.5 years in state government. So it's not a Sena versus Sena. There are two different views. We have a thick skin. We are more than willing to let people do what they want to do. It's my prerogative, like it's his prerogative, to call himself a comedian, to to say something that you may think is distasteful, but I think is classist, or I think is crass. It's my prerogative to say that.
All right.
But people who have openly sponsored and taken credit for vandalism, including Kunal Kamra, who said that he wanted Sanjay Rao's photograph for what he did to harass a woman, who said that he was very happy about what happened when bulldozers were sent to a house illegally. These people have no right, unfortunately, to show a book of constitution, talk about democracy, speak against vandalism. And there is a larger trend at play, Maria, which I'm sorry, please allow me to highlight. And the fact that a person like him made fun and has repeatedly made fun, and there are many people like him, of people who have come from nothing and have actually strengthened democracy by showing that the top posts in our country, in Maharashtra, in the government of India, are not reserved for one individual, for one family, but that you can come from nothing and aspire to rise to the top.
Okay.
Only demonstrates to me that those political leaders who talk about meritocracy, talk about democracy, talk about the constitution being under threat, should first reflect and introspect on whether there is democracy, meritocracy within their own political parties.
All right. Milind, you're a pleasure having you on my show. Thank you so much for your time here on Left, Right and Center. Let's bring in others now. RJ Guinea is right here in the studio. We have Radhika Vaz, stand-up comedian. Shaina NC, spokesperson of the Shiv Sena Shinde faction, joins us. We also have Mahesh Chavan. Before I bring in the politicians, I want to understand from you, RJ Guinea. We have a funny bone, right?
We do. I was very glad to hear Sir talk, and he taught me that two wrongs definitely make a right. So because he said about Kangana Ranaut, it's okay that he's been vandalized because that's a justification. Second, the place where the stand-up happened yesterday was vandalized and they had to apologize.
And they've shut it down.
And they've shut it down and they had to apologize. So is the party apologizing for saying that the workers overreacted? We are very sorry.
FIR has been registered.
No, but did the party apologize? The question is not that. This is the party turning around and saying that, yes, they overreacted. It's our mistake that they reacted in such a manner. We don't like the joke, but they shouldn't have reacted. That would have been fair, right? They didn't apologize. So that means violence is acceptable because I feel affronted or I'm angry with somebody. So if you've said something that upsets me, I can come and react. Isn't that the statement that they just gave?
Okay.
So what if I didn't react before, but this time I reacted, so what?
Okay, Radhika Vaz, stand-up comedians are increasingly being questioned for their stand, for their
freedom,
line, for their, for their act. Kunal Kamra, being in the eye of the storm, not for the first, perhaps won't be the last. He has faced this backlash a number of times. Only recently we saw the entire controversy around a YouTuber. So this is only becoming something, I would say, that the joke is continuing. And it's like a big political circus where politicians become as much part of the comedy.
I'm sorry, Maya, thanks for having me on. I'm not sure if I understood the question necessarily, but I do agree with the previous speaker because Mr. Deora, I was a bit surprised to see a Rajya Sabha MP basically not condemn the violence. That was a little shocking to me as just a human being, not as a comedian. And I think Kunal, has repeatedly provoked this reaction simply by making jokes. He's not a powerful person with an army of followers. He has fans. There's a difference. Yet they're treating him like he is a powerful person with an army of followers. So it's very strange that they are elevating him to their position so that they can justify this reaction. It is not an equal fight. It's not a fair fight. And for a Rajya Sabha MP to come on this program and not address that, I was a little shocked.
Okay, so it's not an equal fight. Shaina NC, Uddhav Thackeray's party did something on similar lines with Kangana Ranaut. Now it is your party, which is in power, doing that with Kunal Kamra. So many would say that his political affiliations is known, just as Kangana Ranaut's was known. So it is essentially political scores being settled here in the name of comedy.
Firstly, it's not a competition, Maria. Do understand that under the guise of freedom of expression and freedom of speech, you can't say anything that comes to your mind. To call my leader a traitor, a gaddar, is not acceptable and is not something that my party or my party workers will take well to. Now, what is the kind of response that has come? Yes, obviously, people react differently. Somebody like me would want to speak about it on social media or on television and say what I feel is right. But for a karyakarta who is extremely emotive and has seen Eknath Shinde rise from the ranks, whether he's a rickshaw driver or whether he's a tea seller, that's his, the prerogative and the part of aspirational India which needs to be looked up to. And the condescending way that he opines like a stooge. And I use this word with utmost responsibility because here it almost seems as if this comedian is on rent and has chosen to come out and use this so-called freedom of expression and so-called comedy as his tone of vulgarity. And that vulgarity is not acceptable to everyone. And I think that different people respond differently. Should they have resorted to violence? Absolutely not. 12 people have been arrested. And the police have taken cognizance of it. But what is this showdown over? This is a repeat offender. Don't forget what Mr. Kunal said even about the Supreme Court. He called the Supreme Court a supreme joke. He said that there is a flag of the BJP, over the Supreme Court. I mean, look at the way he's treated the judiciary. Don't forget what he said about Mr. Chandrachud, Justice Chandrachud. Don't forget what he said about Justice Venugopal. I mean, there's a limit that one can tolerate.
No,
right?
But I'm saying let the judges respond to that.
Absolutely,
just as the Bombay High Court had criticized the Uddhav Thackeray government when Kangana Ranaut's house was brought down by the BMC. Court's prerogative,
absolutely.
And then let them do it. Political class should respond to what has happened here.
Hear me out.
Yes.
I just want to make one point.
Sure.
One limited point. You know, Maria, in 2.5 years that Eknath Shinde was chief minister then, so much criticism, and we welcomed it. Rather, I think that a legitimate voice of dissent is required in a democracy. But there was nobody who was arrested. There was no action which was taken against anyone. Because we do believe in this freedom in a democracy. But does that mean that under the garb of democracy and freedom of expression, you hurt the sentiment of tons and tons of people in the state? People respond differently. For every action, there is a reaction. Not that I suggest for one minute that what the reaction was, whether it was right, it was completely wrong, and that's why action has been taken. But the point is that in the larger scheme of things, this is not the first time that Mr. Kamra has heard sentiments. He's heard the sentiments of Banyas, Brahmins, this, that. You go to any extent. But when he stands like a stooge or like a dummy puppet for the Ubata Sena and the Congress, that have actually forgotten the absolute philosophy of Indu Hriday Samrat Adarniya Balasaheb Thackeray. Not once has he said that they have gone and sat in the lap of Sonia Gandhi. So what is the reason to only comment about my party and my party leadership?
Mahesh Chavan, so, many are saying, and as Shaina was also pointing out, that Kunal Kamra isn't really a stand-up comedian without any political affiliations. The reason why he is facing this flak is because he is known for his association with the Mahavikas Agadi groups. So he's become he's caught in this political crossfire.
Maria, first of all, no kind of vandalism is accepted. If any defamatory comments are made against your leader, you have a constitutional right to protest peacefully or take an legal action. Why vandalism? Why taking the laws into their own hands? And is Mr. Devendra Fadnavis supporting this? Because today in the assembly, he condemned this act of Kunal Kamra. He warned him against it and he sought an apology from him. So why he is not asking for an apology to Mr. Eknath Shinde? Because his workers, Mr. Eknath Shinde is the deputy chief minister of Maharashtra. And if his workers are taking the law into their own hands, what about the common people?
You know, Shaina, while we understand the sentiments, you may criticize him, you may condemn him. You are saying that he has insulted, maligned, all that point taken. But why this vandalism? Why violence?
As I said, Maria, this is something, for every action, you will have a reaction. Nobody for 1 minute is saying that the vandalism was the right approach. If at all, Devendra Fadnavis has also taken action, as has our own party leadership. 12 people have been arrested, etc. But look at the kind of audacity of Kunal Kabra. He chooses to be this, great comedian, not understanding what is vulgarity, what is sentiment. And then when it comes to a tragedy vis-a-vis him, there is a huge hue and cry that why did you all react like this or why did you respond like this? I want to say that we have to all collectively understand where this Lakshman Rekha is to be drawn. If you look at the past too, this is not the first time that he has chosen to be part of controversy or part of sensational statements such as what we have seen. I would only want to say that when you are at the receiving end, you are the receiving end for two reasons, because you have chosen not to be a comedian, and under the disguise of being a comedian, you have your own political agenda, which is very apparent, which we've seen with the Obata Sena and the Congress. So please, the time has come to unequivocally also speak about that and okay. expose the fact that you have and so many varied cases in his whole trajectory from 2020, 2021 up until 2024. I can cite so many where he's spoken about Banyas, Brahmins, Justice Chandrachud, Venugopalji, the Arnab Goswami, the classic case where it's gone on and on and on. So,
yes. So, the point is that former Chief Justice did not really summon him in the court or take any action. So that's also a reaction that came in from the judiciary. So perhaps they have a funny bone and the political class doesn't. So I'm going to give the last word on the show tonight to the two women here, Radhika Vaz and RJ Gini. Radhika Vaz, please go ahead.
I was just thinking that this is such an odd thing, because no one's saying anything about the fact that, a club that I've performed in multiple times was literally taken to pieces over what somebody has said. I just think that it's so misplaced. I mean, are artists not allowed to have political affiliations? Is that so wrong? Why is he being put on trial for having a political affiliation? How are his? He is a comedian at the end of the day. He is not a powerful
person.
Ma'am,
he is absolutely entitled to have an opinion. He can also critique us, but he cannot call my leader a traitor, because he's not a traitor. It's a very, very strong word and it's a very offensive word.
Ma'am, does that justify?
One is behaving as if these offensive words have not been thrown around previously by politicians to each other. So why is this
not comedians who are supposed to only do their job of comedy?
Ma'am, that's justifying violence to a certain extent.
No,
and secondly,
not at all.
Political satire, today, if it's about one party or one leader, political satire can never exist, because every single political party will have representatives coming and saying that we don't like that we are being attacked. So thereby, political satire either has to die and we ban it across this country.
And
second, ma'am,
vulgarity.
Ma'am, how do we define this? Vulgarity is not defined by political satire in any way. Second, there will be nobody who will be able to speak about any political party, because everybody has a representative. Third, the party vandalized a club which was a regular place for people to speak up and express themselves. The club had to shut down. They gave a space for people to talk. Vandalizing that space was absolutely wrong. And in every conversation that the leaders are having, somewhere or the other, it is justification that the workers felt upset and hurt, so they reacted.
Yeah, I mean,
there
that is no...
never that they were absolutely wrong and we will take action against
them. So I think that's what we should sum it up. the reaction, vandalism was wrong. You may get offended, but don't resort to violence is the point here. Thank you so much for joining us, Radhika Bas, RJ Guinea, Mahesh Chavan and Shaina NC. And we have Arvind Sawant joining us now, a Lok Sabha MP of Shiv Sena, a UBT faction. Mr. Sawant, many would say that it's history repeating itself. Earlier it was Kangana Ranaut, now it's Kunal Kamra. What Uddhav Thackeray government did to Kangana Ranaut, Shinde government has done to Kunal Kamra.
See, this is there's a lot of difference in it. Please try to understand. Lot of difference in it. Kunal Kamra is a comedian. Whatever he has made is a parody. And you know, Shiv Sena chief, Vandaniya Hinduruday Samrat, Shiv Sena Pramukh Balasaheb Thackeray ji, himself was a great cartoonist. The caricatures he has drawn, the cartoons he has drawn, if you see those cartoons in this present context, in that case, you would have come to a conclusion that for every cartoon there should have been a fight. There should have been a strong resentment or strong action against him. No, never ever. You have to be a little bit broad-minded. When Balasaheb not only created cartoons, but at the same time, he spoke bluntly in the public meetings against so many top leaders of the country, right from Prime Minister to Chief Minister of Maharashtra. And he has made a lot of mimicries about them. He used to make mimicries, you know it. He used to make mimicries. In their voices, he used to make the statements, comments. But never ever, neither those great leaders nor Balasaheb has ever initiated any action against each other. Never ever. On the contrary, they shared the dice also a number of times. For instance, Mr. Sharad Pawarji, the great leader of this country, who was blatantly, you can say, commented by the Honorable Shiv Sena Pramukh Balasaheb Thackeray ji. But then they used to take it in a, very light matter, lightly, and they used to share it. You wouldn't believe. That was the culture of the country, that was the culture of the Maharashtra. Today it is the other way. It started from central. You speak a single word about the Prime Minister, he has been jailed. Is it not? When you go and meet the Trump, what sort of cartoons and what sort of sculptures were raised on the footpath of the US, New York, or in the US, when Mr. Trump was the President of India? No reaction. It's a freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom of expression given by the Constitution of India. It doesn't mean in the entire poetry, not a single word is there. So therefore, don't compare with Kangana. It is totally different. Here he is a poet, he is a comedian, he makes a parody. He has not taken anybody's name also. Sarcasm is there. Why we should have reacted like this? Even if you want to react, if you people are rulers, then maintain law and order. You can file FIR, you can go to the court, whatever you want to do. Vandalism. Vandalism is your...
Okay. My question then is, Mr. Sawant, there was violence, there was vandalism. In the previous instance of Kangana Ranaut, your government, Uddhav Thackeray government, did face a lot of flak from Bombay High Court for the vindictive action that your government took.
Again, you are saying wrongly. Vandalism cannot be used for Kangana Ranaut. Kangana Ranaut's action was taken by the authorities concerned, Municipal Corporation or the government. You can say it was maybe vindictive reaction or vindictive. That I can understand. It was not vandalism. This is vandalism. Therefore, don't compare with that. It was totally the action of the authorities. When you take the ED takes the action, will you treat it as vandalism? And everyone knows how ED is functioning as a slavery of the government. So they work as the slavers of the government. They take action. But still, we don't use the word vandalism. We say vindictiveness is there. Try to understand that. So this is the functioning. Though, therefore, that was unlawful activity work she has done. It is not this case. Here is a parody. You cannot tolerate even a parody. You cannot tolerate even a joke made by Harris. Therefore, I don't know, I can't see you. You may be very young, you do not know the history. Just go through the cartoons of the Vandaniya Bala Saab and then see how David Lowe has created cartoon. Bala Saab used to say, he is my godfather. I look at David Lowe. Now, David Lowe's cartoons, Hitler used to say the same thing today. He said, I want to catch David Lowe, arrest him. Leave or dead, I want David Lowe. That was the strength of the cartoons. That was the strength of the cartoon. That was the strength lying in Vandaniya Bala Saab's heart and brain. Therefore, whenever he used to draw, you don't have to name the picture. By seeing the cartoon or caricature, you can say she's Indira Gandhi. He's Vallabhbhai Patel. He's Nehru. And then the criticism. Try to understand, read between the lines. Why you couldn't take it lightly? Those words which he has used are being openly used in the rallies. Everybody says Dem Gandhar. All people are saying that. All political parties, on all political dices, the same words are being used. For a long time they are being used. They are being used in the assembly also. What was that? Can't you tolerate that also? There lies the, and if you say like the compare like this, why no action against Koratkar, who has insulted Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj? Why not action against Solapurkar, who has insulted Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj? Just because they belong to BJP or they are close to BJP? Why no action against them? Why you are selective? That's what I'm saying. You too are selective. What happened to Kurulkar? He himself said, I'm an RSS man. He has been arrested. So there lies the issue. You are in government. You are in power. Take a legal action. Who said no?
All right, Mr. Arvind Sawant, thank you so much for joining us on what clearly is turning out to be a hot political potato. Certainly, let's see how it plays out tomorrow. That's all we have time for in this segment.